I'm Nina Turner. It is about passion, persistence, justice, dreams, insistence. Lots of people from all walks of life. I want people to see themselves in these stories.
We the people.
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 We are the people.
We the people.
One never knows who they might run into. While in the studios of The Breakfast Club, big shout out to Charlamagne Tha God and Angela Yee. On June 27th, you will not believe who was being interviewed on the same day around the same time as yours truly. Yes, you guessed it. The one and only Cube, as in Ice Cube. You know, I share with Ice Cube, and you'll come to hear during our conversation that, you know, on the floor of the Senate, you know, while I'm quoting the founding fathers and Mother Jones and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks and Malcolm X, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Every now and then, a sister had to throw in some conscious-minded urban poets. And so I would often quote when talking about racial strife and discrimination in this country, particularly when it comes to African Americans, one of Ice Cube's famous quotes, "My skin is my sin."
My skin is my sin. Look at my complexion section.
Throwing that nugget on them. So when we had a chance to have a conversation, you know, I talked to Ice Cube about, you know, what does it mean in this moment and what should people do? And he said that this moment is about sacrifice, that everybody should be willing to sacrifice something. Can't sit on the sidelines. You gotta give up something for the greater good, for higher purposes. So I thought of this gem right here. If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice. Unknown. I don't know who said that, but truth to power. If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice. True that, sisters and brothers. So we must get out there and sacrifice. I am here in the studios of The Breakfast Club. And who walks in? None other than the Cube. And I was saying to him that I have quoted him often on the floor of the Ohio Senate, him and Brother Tupac. But when Cube talks about my skin is my sin, and that is what I use sometimes when I'm just talking about the weight of being African-American in America. And you just encapsulated that so beautifully. So, Cube, you are working on many big projects right now. I understand you got the big three rolling.
Yeah, the big three.
Can you talk to us about the big three?
Well, the big three is professional three-on-three basketball. It's something that I'm very passionate about. Grew up playing a lot of 3-on-3. I think most people that play basketball play 3-on-3. Probably more 3-on-3 than 5-on-5. And so it's something that's always been kind of like on the underground in basketball, but like, why hasn't it been elevated to the professional level?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you look around and something is not being done, you got to do it yourself. And
amen.
We just took on the initiative to bring this to fruition, and it's working out for us.
And how can people, if they don't know, how can they find out more about the
Oh, you can go to big3.com, of course, or you can download the Big 3 app, or you could check us out. Most of our games are in the summer, Friday nights on either Fox or FS1. And it's a great league. You know, we usually play Friday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern. And it's just a great, great, fun league. We got, you know, superstars. Some of our coaches are Hall of Famers.
Yes.
Like Dr. J and Iceman, George Gervin, and Rick Barry and Gary Payton. We have the first female head coach, Nancy Lieberman.
Go ahead.
And our players are great, too. You know, we got people like Chauncey Billups and Kenyon Martin and Jermaine O'Neal and Corey Maggette, and you know, so we have some great, great names, and they play great basketball.
You naming the list, Cube. Can I just throw in that my dad, who is 71, still plays full court basketball?
That's what I'm saying.
He is. I mean, when I grow up,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
That, man,
71.
It's amazing. It's amazing that you know You never lose the fire.
No.
And if you keep yourself in shape, you can play for a long time. And so, you know, that's incredible that you know, your father is playing at that age, because we got guys that's, you know, 33, you know, 34, 35, 36, that's playing. They out the NBA, but they can still ball.
And that's why you're doing this, to show that they still have it in them. So, Cube, I know we only have a few more minutes together. You know, there's a lot is happening in the political environment. And when you and I were talking earlier, you talked about the whole notion of sacrifice. What we all can, no matter what our titles are, I always say the titles are good, but purpose is better.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about what is needed in this moment for people, no matter what walk of life they're from, to do to reclaim their moment?
But, you know, it's a general message to me, a general observation on what I believe it's going to take for us to change the situation and make it better for the ones that's, you know, seem to be always at the bottom, fighting our way up. And the word that came in my mind was, everybody's got to be willing to sacrifice for us to get where we need to go. And right now, we only have certain people sacrificing. Other people's kind of waiting for the results. So it's like, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. You got certain people in the kitchen working hard, cooking. You got people just sitting around waiting. But it's going to take everybody to get to cooking, for us to get what we want. So until, you know, people are willing to sacrifice, and I don't know what that sacrifice is. It could be time, it could be money, it could be manpower, it could be sweat, it can be whatever. But that's what it's gonna take. And it's gonna take it from everybody. And, you know, it's gonna take us to figure out, you know, where we can help. You can't be so afraid of what you're going to lose, and you don't fight for what you got.
Oh, amen.
Always fight for what you got, because it ain't about, you know, what you can lose.
Yeah.
Because if you don't fight for what you got, you're already lost.
That's it. Well, in the great words of Fantasia, sometimes you got to lose to win again.
That's real. Yeah. That's true. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to learn what, it, you know, the suffering of loss, understand the value of gain.
There it is. Well, Cube, thank you so much for taking this moment to share what you're doing, your vision, reinvention.
Yes.
You are in this, and also elevating the consciousness. Thank you so much. Much love to you.
Putting in them hours and fighting a good fight for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We the People is produced by Large Media. That's LARJ Media, in partnership with the Young Turks. I'm Nina Turner.